It's time now for the WLGN Culver Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week. In studio will be Brian Harsey along with St. Francis High School football coach Josh Sellers talking about the coming game.
Good morning and welcome to the Coach's Corner of the Morning this morning. Josh Sellers in studio with us. And Coach, you got two games in a row now that you've put some big points up, 63-0 shutout at Glen Lake. And your scoring drives, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, minute 19, 28 seconds, buck 23, 111, 8 seconds, minute 38, 334, 238. All averages out to 2 minutes, 7 seconds per scoring drive and 9 touchdowns. Incredible night.
Not the typical MO for us traditionally as a program, but we'll definitely take it. The big strike capability of our athletes is something that we've been able to parlay pretty well this year, and something that we'll look to continue if necessary.
When it comes to 9 touchdowns, 2 on passing, again, we talked about this, spreading things around. I think it was against Ogumaw as well. 7 on running, 356 yards on offense. Your defense was stifling, 60 yards a total offense for Glen Lake, and you just did not allow them to get their game together.
And that's something that we try to do every time we step on the field for a game, a Friday night or Saturday afternoon, and we were able to accomplish that goal on both sides of the ball, the quick start, and then, like you say, that stifling, I like that word, that stifling defense that we're playing, and hopefully that's something we can continue going forward as well.
Time of possession is always seems to be a point of discussion, but that just kind of goes out the window. Glen Lake had the time of possession 2-1 over you, but because of those quick scores, time of possession is not something that people will be successful in winning against you and getting scores against you, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, when I talked to Don Rotella before the game, he's always asking about what are the keys, coach? And one of the keys is control the clock and control the ball. And, you know, if you're not going to do that, you better score quickly. And so we've been able to do that. And that's been, again, you know, a little bit of a different approach that we're going after this year. And the guys are on the field are able to get it done.
5 for 5 in the red zone.
And I think that's been pretty consistent, too, through our 4 games this year. So, again, things are trending in the correct direction, and we'll look to continue the good and look to correct the things on the field that we need to correct. But pretty pleased, not satisfied, pretty pleased with the way that we're heading right now with our team.
Yeah, 9 scores on the night, 2 by Olivier, 1 each for Groves, Nausetas, Peterson, Flowers, Donahue, Pritchard, Andrews. The scoring machine was operating. You got a lot of people in the game, not just scoring, but off the bench, and get those second stringers in for experience.
And we pulled up 4 JV players just to help us with some depth at some key positions, and they all got on the field as well. Mm-hmm. Tommy Richardson got a carry, and you know, you talk about Gabe Olivier being the only guy who scored 2, and anybody who knows Gabe know he's just a humble, wonderful young man. Mm-hmm. And so I had to rib him a little bit on the ride home. I said, Gabe, you're being so selfish, scoring twice, and everyone else only scored once. He's like, sorry, coach. You know, but anyway, it's great to get a bunch of guys in the game, a bunch of guys in the end zone, including a guy we're going to talk to here in a little bit with Joey Andrews, his first career touchdown, which is really cool, too.
You look at the scoring, almost an identical game to Ogumaw, 28 points out in the first quarter, 21 second quarter, 7 and 7 for the third and fourth quarter. The quick start, the dominant start, something that you wanted to get on track, and it seems like they've got it in their minds now.
Absolutely, and hopefully that's a little boost of confidence that these guys know that we are capable of performing like we did the last 2 games. The road's going to get tougher tomorrow, of course, with Boyne City coming into town. But, you know, when you have those games where you should have the performances like we had the last 2 games and then to go out and do it, that's a good sign for Gladiator football fans as well.
When you think about where you've gone from slow start, game 1 and 2, fast start, game 3 and 4, there's one thing about confidence that can swing to overconfidence, but is there a mindset now moving from confidence to dominance to say we want to come out and start to dominate that first quarter immediately?
So the big challenge from a coaching perspective is to try and temper the what if we don't come out and put up those points right away. We can't hit the panic button. Mm-hmm. As Coach Doriot likes to say, when it rains, it can't pour, right? So if things don't go like we think they should go, we got to just kind of reassess, reevaluate, and get back to basics and perform like we can. So do we expect to score 28 points in the first quarter? You know, I don't know. It would be nice, right? Yep. We'll take it for sure. But we also have to temper that, like I said, and understand that if it doesn't happen, to just continue to keep the faith.
All right. Coach Josh Sellers in the studio with us. So we'll be talking about the Boyne City Ramblers and what they're going to bring to town tomorrow afternoon. What can be expected for tomorrow afternoon's game. Our Culver Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week continuing here with our players of the game in just a moment.
This is Joey Andrews, a senior cornerback and running back. I wear number 21.
This is Max Corwin, a senior tight end and cornerback. I wear number 23.
This is Ryan Hang Newman, a junior, offensive line and defensive end. I wear number 72.
This is Bryce Kemp, a senior, and I play position kicker. I wear number 73. I like the win.
Joey Andrews, our first up this morning, senior running back, defensive back, offensively, 2 carries, 7 yards, and not bad. 3.5 yards per carry. I mean, the NFL guys get paid big bucks for that kind of production. 1 touchdown, 4:31 remaining in the fourth quarter. And that's your first touchdown in your high school career, as Coach mentioned. Your second string offense, and you come in and you still score. Talk about being ready to be called up. One thing that my wife mentioned was those second stringers came out there and they were sharp on the ball. They're sharp at the line. And what are you thinking on the sideline when you get called in?
Well, we've got 31 guys on our roster, and that's 31 people that want to see the field. So when we're out there, we all got to wait for our chance. When we get it, we have to take it and do our jobs.
When you think about your position, first time, first career touchdown, you came into football this year the very first time, right? You have any regrets? You wish you would have started any sooner?
Oh, definitely. The bond just with the boys.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get here? You're a runner, so tell us about your other sport and your history at St. Francis as a runner.
I've always ran track and field. I think I still hold a couple records at the middle school. And one day I was just coming to lift at the high school, and Antonio Bonanni, Max Corwin, and Bryce Kemp were there, and they just told me, it was right before GLAD games, and they suggested I join the team, and why not? It's our senior year.
Yeah.
So I did.
So you've enjoyed it, obviously.
Obviously.
And so that's great to see you on the field. Congratulations on a good, good season so far. Now, is a runner cross country?
Track and field.
Track and field. All right. Tell us about what races you specialize in.
My dominant events are the 100-meter dash and actually long jump.
Okay. Good. So you got some good legs on you. Our wild question card or wild card question for you this morning is, what is your favorite junk food?
Probably just some type of chips.
Some type of chips. That's a good thing. Do you eat those on game day too?
No.
No. All right. You get tuned up. Thanks for coming in this morning, Joe. Let's go on to Max Corwin, senior running back, defensive back, and defensively, and 3 tackles, 1 interception. That interception came in the first half. How did you read that play and pull that interception?
I had noticed that he was either running just a flag or a slant close to every play, so I just stuck with him and ended up with the ball at the end.
It looks like, as we watch from the press box, your defensive skills and defensive skill set has grown through the year so far. What have you seen improve as you played?
I feel like one of my weaknesses is probably pass protection, and I feel like we've been working on that a lot in practice, and it's just feeling like I know what to do and when to do it, you know.
Who's your coach that's tweaking you up and getting you tuned up?
Either Coach Dorrit or Coach Lisinski.
All right. So how many years have you played for St. Francis now?
I've played football since my sophomore year.
Sophomore year. All right. And you've enjoyed it, I'm sure. Wild card question for you. Do you have an NFL player that you follow? If you do, whom is it?
I'd probably say Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. Who's he play for?
Yeah, he plays for the L.A.
LA used to be Rams. The Rams. Yeah.
Rams, yeah.
All right. So thank you, Max. Appreciate you coming in this morning. Thanks for being here early in the morning. Ryan Henning Newman is in as well, a junior offensive line, defensive line. Primary play has been on the offense, and you got some defensive action, I guess, against Glen Lake. But you said you like to play that right guard position. And in what areas, when you think about your play and work, have you improved over the year, getting that line pulled together?
I'd have to say for myself and the whole line,
definitely knowing our rules has come to be a big play. I mean, even coming from JV and seeing the improvement of knowing where we're supposed to be and how to get there and where to be, like with your shoulders and your head, that's made a big difference. And I'd say pad level has also made a big effect.
Mm-hmm. When you think about linemen, a lot of people say, yeah, linemen, they just go out and try to crush the other guy. But you've got assignments, pulling guard, and all of that kind of thing. Kind of fill us in as to what's going through your check down list as you go up to that line after the huddle.
Well, so every play is a little bit different, and every position is different. You have the off-G, you have the off-T. Most of the time for guard, I'm head-on, double-teaming the center, most dangerous man. I guess it's all about knowing where the ball is going and who it's going over.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you spot that defender that you've got to get out of the way. So your wild card question this morning, are you a car guy, first of all? And what is the car of your dream, if you are? Are you a car guy?
Yes, I am.
You
a car
are.
Guy.
Okay.
My dream car probably would be either a Dodge Hellcat or a first-gen Dodge Cummins.
All right. You have a heavy foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Right. All right. Thanks for coming in this morning, Ryan. I appreciate you coming in, and congratulations on a great, great game against Glen Lake last week. Back to Coach Josh Sellers this morning, and as we look at Boyne City, they've kind of had a good year, I guess you could say, so far. They always bring some good athletes to the field and so forth. What are you thinking about tonight's or tomorrow afternoon's game at 1 o'clock?
My first concern is with Ryan Henning Newman and any law enforcement officers listening this morning to the broadcast that maybe lighten up on that foot.
Just stay out of the 1100 block of cast this morning so he can get to school.
Holy cow. And that's a great question for him too. I thought he'd say more of a truck guy, but you know, that's a great question for Ryan. Anyway, Boyne City, 4-0. They've been very impressive and very efficient on both sides of the ball. They've only given up, not very many points, maybe less than 50 points on defense. They beat Glen Lake pretty handily week three, beat Harbor Springs bad last week. In week two, they kind of got people's attention when they beat Charlevoix, who we played in the regional final last year. So they've got a lot of experience coming back from last year's team when we did miss them.
Yeah.
We didn't play them early in the year because of the canceled games, but they're very impressive. So they're 4-0, and that's not by mistake. And we're 4-0, and that's not by mistake. And one of us is going to leave 5-0 tomorrow, and one of us is going to have a blemish on our record. And it's going to be, I think, a pretty good ball game tomorrow afternoon.
Last time you played them was back in 2019. You played it in Boyne City. It was, what was the score, 17-14. You scored all your points in the first half. In other words, you were held scoreless in the second half. That's got to be of concern. Did that come back through your points of conversation with your coaching staff?
2 years removed, not so much. Mm-hmm. We did, of course, we talked about that in our coaches' meeting in preparation for the game. If people can remember that game, we kicked a field goal at the end of the first half with Andrew Bliss's foot, which ended up being the difference in the game.
Yeah,
we kind of got up early and then held on, as you said, to win that game 2 years ago. But there's so much turnover in personnel from that. Mm. Other than Bobby Hoth. Bobby Hoth there. You're going to hear that name, kind of like David Milliken with Grayling a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the guy that makes them go offensively. But he was a sophomore on that team, so he's already played us at the varsity level. So I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get another shot.
So is he going to be your key point, kind of key points of emphasis with your team tomorrow afternoon?
They're fairly multifaceted, but he's the guy. So if we can limit him, and then if we can force other people on their offense to try and score and beat us, so be it. But if we can kind of corral number five tomorrow, then I think our odds of winning are pretty good.
All right. And we're giving you a wild card question again. I've gotten away from your wife's cooking, which you really had a hard time choosing what the favorites were. But what's your favorite time of the season? Now, I'm talking fall, winter, you know, autumn and that kind of stuff, not football season. But do you have a favorite season of the year?
Well, if you're talking to a football coach, it's got to be autumn.
Mm-hmm.
So we're right smack dab in it. But also, you know, being from the area that we're in Northern Michigan, it's hard to beat it's really hard to beat autumn in Northern Michigan. Summers are great, but they're only so long. Mm-hmm. Winters are too long sometimes. And so the sweet spot, I think, is right now. Not a pumpkin spice guy, but it's a great time of year to be able to throw, you know, get that crisp in the air, the leaves changing colors and all the good stuff that goes with autumn.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you coming in this morning. And we will see you back in the press box. Actually, we'll see you for the pregame show tomorrow and then back in the press box postgame and see if you're at 5-0.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate
it. That's our Coach's Corner of the Week this morning. Visit our WLJN Sports and Threads custom gear website for full WLJN Sports experience. Download our brand new app at Good News Media on your app store, and you'll have instant access to our audio streaming and availability at a touch to listen to our game broadcast. Send in your own St. Francis cheer as well with the open mic feature within the app. And if you're attending another game and would like to help our broadcast team report other scores from around the Northern Michigan region, please become part of our WLJN sports team and send us the scores of the game that you are attending. You can text those scores to 231-946-1400. WLJNSports.com provides live game stats, live streaming worldwide, video highlights of scoring from this season, and live streaming on Facebook for the Michigan Broadband Halftime Show and the Chris Hathaway Farm Bureau Insurance postgame show. The Redmond Automotive pregame show gets underway tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 with Don Witzella and John Sonneman at the microphones in Thurlby Field. This has been the Culver Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week, a production of WLJN Sports. WLJNSports.com.
Moving along with some more music as King's Porch comes your way. They just entered into the Christian music scene not too long ago. This is their debut song, I Speak Jesus, on WLJN.